All right. Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, March 14th, 10:43 p.m. Oh, boy. You know, I want to talk about my city, Jackson, Mississippi. I've been telling y'all for years, you know, all the people who've been listening to this podcast over the years, months, however long, I've been telling y'all for years that Jackson is on the rise. We coming, and the whole South is on the rise. Basically, Austin, Texas is, you know, what you witnessing is probably the biggest boom in the last 50 years or so, you know, for an individual city. And Jackson is up there too. And, you know, I'm riding this weekend. And, of course, everything wide open. People still wearing their masks and stuff, though, you know. But you don't have to. But people, hey. People still wearing their masks and shit like that, but shit wide open, shit packed. And I'm just, like you say, it always amazes me when I ride around because I can tell how the city in the Metro Jackson area is just growing. And it's been growing for the last several years. And I was riding, I started seeing cars with tags that had Kansas on it, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Alabama. And I was like, wow. Since the pandemic, I've been seeing so many different cars from everywhere. Just Texas, LA, New York. Like I said, Alabama, South Carolina, Virginia, Kansas. Since when the pandemic started, for whatever reason, I just started seeing a lot of out-of-town cars. And I was talking to somebody about that, and they was telling me, like, well, you know, it's a lot of people that's coming here to take the vaccine because in the bigger cities, the wait is too crazy. Whereas here we can, you know, we pulling up to whatever the designated little spots that they got all throughout the city, all throughout the whole Metro Jackson area. And you just sit in your car and you in and out that motherfucker for the most part. So we've been having a lot of people come down and get the vaccine or try to get the vaccine. I've been hearing people been getting turned around now, but come down here, get the vaccine, and then go back to South Carolina or wherever they from. And that's wild to me that, yeah. So, people coming down here to get the vaccine so they can go back home. And, of course, in Jackson now, we don't have to deal with all the traffic that they have in the bigger cities, you know, as right now. In 10 or 15 years, it's going to be a lot different. Where we'll have to deal with a lot of traffic because Jackson is going to be a major, major city. It's coming. Got Dion bringing in a lot of elite people here. He winning games here. He showed out today. Jackson State, D.I. Love. Y'all know what it is. So, it's a great time to be alive. We still have to deal with the crime in Jackson. We got to deal with these potholes and these streets and shit. And I don't know how, it's not going to be something that we fix overnight. I think a lot of people is unhappy with Shokwe. And Shokwe is the mayor of Jacksonville, for the people that don't know. I think a lot of people are unhappy, but a lot of people may not know the people that's running against them. And, it's crazy to say it, but Jackson might need a Republican mayor for a while because the Republican cities and states, where you have places that a Republican governor, Republican mayor, the crime, for whatever reason, goes down because that's the main thing Republicans serious about, crime, stopping it, preventing it. And I think that's what Jackson needs right now, probably like a Republican mayor or somebody with a Republican mindset is going to attack the crime. You have to attack the crime, and you have to fix these roads, man. We got a lot of dilapidated houses, a lot of fucked up roads, and people walking around in these ragged, on these ragged streets, driving on these ragged streets, living in these ragged houses, and motherfuckers just don't have hope. They don't see a future, so they just doing whatever. And we need somebody that can not only give people hope, but let people starting to see positive shit that's happening in the city. And hey, I'm confident that eventually we'll get there, but we not there yet. We definitely need to call in the sheriff. They were saying Shokwe didn't want to call in the sheriff. We gotta call in the sheriffs. We need. It's not enough police officers in Jackson, to be honest. So we need all the law enforcement people that we can get. And hey, I still got confidence, and I think that it's gonna take time. It's not something that's gonna be solved overnight, but we coming. I've been telling y'all this for a while. I'm putting everybody on notice. Jackson is on the rise. You better get here now and invest and start your life while everything's still cheap, because the next 10 or 15 years is gonna go up. So, yeah, I had to speak on this. Look, man, follow our new Instagram page, Too Hard to Swallow Podcast. Go get the merch. Check the in the descriptions of every episode of the podcast, and click on the link, and it'll take you straight to the site and get you something nice for yourself, your kids, or whoever, your significant other. So, yeah. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Cruder Jr. Until next time, thank you guys for listening.